ozone? Well, then put your lotion in the basket and call the Fury Electric Studio.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
At 433-1037 or toll free at 1-800-477-1037.
Put the big lotion in the basket!
Whether you like raising moths in your basement or loading couches into vans, we've got a place for you here. Now, back to Justin Acree.
I don't know how long we'll have to listen to that comeback before it's not creepy anymore, but I love it. All right, welcome back in the zone. Justin Acree joined today in the Fury Electric studio by one Chris Kane of KATV.
What's up?
I hate to give it, but I have to. Arkansas's next opponent.
Do it.
Features the SEC's Player of the Week.
Ouch!
Missouri's Alex Oriaki, the 6'9", 255-pound senior. Named SEC Player of the Week after averaging 18.6 and a half rebounds, 3 blocks, and wins over Lesser Thans, South Carolina, and LSU. Yes,
that's okay.
I know, Tiger Bait. Lesser Thans, they both beat Arkansas this year. I'm aware. Save it.
Yes.
15 of 17 against South Carolina and LSU.
15 of 17?
Chris, what is that math-wise?
Oh, don't ask me, but I'll say
it's like 88%.
80, yeah, 80,
it's like 88%.
High 80s.
He's top 10 for block shots in a season at Missouri, 47 total.
Really?
Yeah. So congratulations to Alex Oriaki. Hopefully he does not get a lot of blocks this weekend. It was like turning back the clock on Saturday for Arkansas. Defense creating offense. Yeah, it was 88%.
Yeah,
defense creating offense is good. It was a lot of fun to watch. And, I mean, just a lot of guys making plays. And, oh, those of you who called in last week after the loss by Arkansas at LSU, talking about how garbage B.J. Young is, he had a pretty decent performance the other day. Still struggling with his jumper. 0 of 2 from beyond the arc. Arkansas, here's the thing. 6 of 25 beyond the arc. And we'll go more on the numbers in the next hour, Chris.
Yes.
6 of 25 beyond the arc, which would have been terrible at 24%. Had Kentucky not shot 21% from beyond the arc.
Even
so,
more terrible.
Yeah, they had their issues as well. Arkansas got up, get this, 26 more shots.
Yes.
26 more
26.
Shots than Kentucky did.
Outshot percentage-wise, but 26 more.
It's incredible that Arkansas only won by 13 by getting 26 more shots up. Arkansas got 69 shots up total and had 26 more shot attempts than Kentucky. Now, Kentucky's 19 turnovers certainly contributed a lot to
compared
that.
Compared to Arkansas's only 7?
Right.
Definitely.
Well, we talked about it. Taking care of the ball, that's the key for them. And they've done a good job all year, except for at LSU the other day. That was one of their worst games as far as taking care of the basketball.
Yeah.
And Arkansas's...
They look clumsy.
Yeah, their lack of chances certainly hurt them. Game balls, again, UALR's men and women. Big wins over the weekend. Ole Miss men and women get a jock strap from the weekend. Ole Miss just—I mean, we dogged incessantly how Mississippi State about how bad they are, how terrible they are.
This is the worst team they put on the court in maybe 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of the worst SEC teams over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrifically bad, and they knock off Ole Miss again. You go in-state rivalry; strange things can happen.
They did.
UCA men and women in the tournament. Congratulations to them. They have senior night this week against Oral Roberts, so they are going to wrap up their regular season this week at home against Oral Roberts. It'll be senior night, hard to believe. Megan Herbert, 2,000 points plus, 1,000 rebounds plus in an illustrious career at UCA, wraps it up at home, at least regular season wraps it up at home this week. Arkansas Hoops, the baseball team.
And then
we'll talk about the NCAA tournament projections. The baseball team over the weekend goes to surprise Arizona. The big surprise, of course, is that Arkansas loses, at least it was a surprise after the first loss. Then they lose again. Then Arkansas loses yet again, and then they cap it off with a loss to Gonzaga.
Another one.
In the fourth game of the four-game
or was it Pacific
set? I think they lost to Gonzaga in the last game, right?
They did. I think it might have been Pacific. Might want to check that.
I do know for sure they lost all four.
They lost all four, and they lost the last one, giving up a 3-run bottom of the ninth effort by the opposing
team.
You
are correct.
Pacific.
It is Pacific. So, yeah, Arkansas loses in close games. 3-2 to Arizona State, a team that was ranked.
Yeah.
Gonzaga 3-zip blanks them on Saturday.
Oh.
I mean, on Friday, rather.
Uh-huh.
Then Arizona State beats them.
Again.
3-1. And then Pacific 4-3. Now, I don't know how far Arkansas is going to fall, but I was like, man, I cannot believe they lost all these games. And then I noticed. You know what this event was called?
Please, tell me.
It was called the Coca-Cola Classic.
And why is that?
It's significant,
so
of course,
painful.
Because Arkansas flipped the script and went to Pepsi last year. And then I thought, aha!
That's the reason.
It makes perfect sense. Of course they're going to fall on their faces at the Coca-Cola Classic. If they play in Fayetteville against, who we got coming in? San Diego State. They're at San Diego State. No, it's at home. Okay, it's a San Diego State four-game set. If they deem this the Pepsi Classic, the next four games,
undefeated,
guaranteed they're going to roll up San Diego State. You can't expect Arkansas to go out and play well in the Coca-Cola Classic when they just dumped out all their bottles of Coca-Cola.
No, it's a mental thing. That's what it is.
Have a Coke and a smile and shut the blank up. They sure did this weekend. Did not go well for the Hogs. But that makes sense. I was like, yeah, I see that. I see you working. Why did you even accept that? Maybe they had already accepted the tournament trip.
Maybe.
Before the flip to Pepsi.
Yeah, they do schedule these like at least a year out in advance.
You would think so.
Yeah, you would. Oh, man. Coca-Cola.
So,
biting them.
Okay, NCAA basketball tournament predictions. I pulled this up from Jerry Palm this morning.
Okay.
You can find it on CBSSports.com. The number one seeds, Duke, Indiana, Georgetown, and Gonzaga. Gonzaga,
Georgetown,
by the way, will be the number one overall in the country
today.
Some teams that are squeaking in. First round appearances by Tennessee and Kentucky, according to this, as it sits. I've not had a chance to go all the way through this. Florida, they have as a three seed, which Florida, I guess that's fair. Maybe Florida can play its way into a two seed by the end of the deal if they win the SEC tournament. They have Middle Tennessee projected as a 12 seed out of the Sun Belt.
They have them winning the Sun Belt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have anybody else going from the. Although I think they're going to get in as an at-large if they don't happen to win it. I'm looking here for SEC teams, and I don't know if anybody else has looked through this yet. Clearly Chris hasn't, or he would be jumping all over this.
No, I have not.
They have Stephen F. Austin from the Southland getting in case anybody's interested in such things. Stony Brook. Oh. Boy, that brings up some memories for LSU fans in baseball.
Ooh.
And then
last year.
Boy, not much in the way of the SEC. They do have.
So really, the only two you're seeing on there are the only three are Florida, Tennessee, and Kentucky?
They have four, so I'm assuming Missouri's on this list somewhere that I'm not seeing them.
That would be likely.
Yep, Missouri is an eight seed against Memphis in this projection. That would be a rough first-round matchup for the Tigers.
And when they know all about rough first-round matchups, even when they're a two seed. So.
Okay, here's my opinion. This has been my opinion. I stick to my guns.
Go for it.
Arkansas now has 18 wins.
Yes.
If Arkansas wins its next two games, which I don't think is likely, but if Arkansas wins its next two games, including that road game at Missouri tomorrow night, that will put them at 20.
Yes.
If Arkansas wins two games in the SEC tournament, which, again, I don't think is likely, but it certainly would be possible, do you think that's enough for Arkansas to make the NCAA tournament? I'm going to be gravely disappointed. Gravely disappointed.
Gravely.
If a 22-win team for Arkansas does not get into the NCAA tournament. I think it will be as bad as the RPI is in this league, as many bad losses as Arkansas has had, and there's been a handful.
Yeah. All on the road, of course.
I'm going to be extremely disappointed if Arkansas does not get in with 22 wins, having beaten Missouri twice, beating Florida once, played Michigan, a top five team, and Syracuse out of conference.
Yeah.
Lost to them both, admittedly, but still.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really disappointed if Arkansas doesn't get in with 22
wins. Really disappointed or just like,
as disappointed as I've been in anything in recent years.
Really?
I think they will have earned it. Now, the good news is, for me and my disappointment level, I do think Arkansas will lose at Missouri tomorrow, so it makes no difference whatsoever.
There you go. Set your expectations low. I like it.
I would rather be pleasantly surprised than disappointed.
That's a great way to go.
So what do you think? Is that enough?
I think they're in the. They're definitely in the conversation. It's tough to say that they're in because the losses were so bad. I mean, at South Carolina, when you get blown out like that, I think some of the road losses have been so bad, that's why they might get overlooked.
Who has beaten? I would guess that nobody else, and most people probably have not an opportunity because of the weird scheduling in the SEC this year. Nobody's beaten Missouri twice, Florida, and Kentucky this season.
Nobody.
Nobody has. I mean, I'm assuming no one has. Because Missouri hasn't lost at home, so you know they didn't lose a home-and-home with anybody. They didn't lose both games to anybody.
But with the state of the conference being so low at this point, would that be a factor into why they wouldn't get in? Even though Missouri and Florida are good teams, definitely Florida obviously even above Missouri, beating them at home and then really losing to them pretty badly on the road, and at the same time, if you beat Missouri, then maybe that's your push. But I don't think they're going to get enough credit for beating Florida at home than they should. Because of how bad they lost on the road. And some of the other road losses, like, I mean, when you lose to South Carolina the way you did, at A&M the way you did.
Yeah.
I know those are early on the season, and they've hit a push late, and they will look at that.
But it doesn't matter how you lose. It matters if you lose. There is no margin of victory figured in there. And especially since those were way back.
They were way back, so that could play in their favor.
And LSU was an horrific team. LSU's an average team.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing the LSU. Yeah. I think they're a fine team. They're not terrible.
Arkansas has finished okay, and if they finish that strong with five straight wins, which, again, do not in any way think is likely.
No.
That would include two tournament wins. I think even if you get to 21, you're in the conversation.
I think they should – like, obviously, I'm biased, but I would think that would be enough to get them in, but it wouldn't shock me if they don't get in, even getting that far.
I'm going to play this in a second. Sorry, I meant to stop that before we
That's
got
okay.
there. Let me take these calls quick, and then we'll go to our next break. Danny's in Whitehall. Danny?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
My question is, I'm fine. It's about the NIT. Okay, we're 18-11. To me, it's a given we're going to lose in Missouri and win at home against A&M. So that puts us at 19-12. Then you got the SEC tournament. If we lose our first game in the SEC tournament 19-13, then that may not get us in the NIT. If we win the first game, that puts us at 20 wins. Then we could lose the next game and still be 20-13. So is it a must maybe for us if it plays out like I said and then, you know, to win the first game in the SEC tournament to get to the NIT? And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. That's the question. If Arkansas has 19 wins at the end of it all,
mm-hmm.
does Arkansas get into the NIT? How many teams go? I don't even know how many teams are in the NIT.
I don't either. Last year we ended, with 18 and didn't go?
This is a better resume by far.
Oh, definitely.
Even though it would only be one more win.
Yeah. I think it'd be tough to keep them out, especially because of how they played late. I think they
pull
get
that up and
NIT
see how many teams get in. The other question is, does Tennessee get in the NIT or the NCAAs? Does Kentucky get in the NCAA? Because if those teams are bumped, they have better resumes than Arkansas does probably at this point. Even though Arkansas beat Tennessee and Kentucky heads up, probably better resumes to get in the NIT ahead of Arkansas. Plus, Kentucky brings a little more cachet from a national perspective. Fair or not, it is what it is. I don't like it, but it is. We can all pretend that it's not the case, but it is. Scott.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the Hogs baseball. I don't know what poll it is, but my son texted me a poll this morning that the Hogs dropped to 25th, and they have UCA listed 24th in the country.
Get out of here.
Yes.
I hope that's right. Hey, how about the Bears? 11-1, undefeated at home, including wins over Kansas and Wichita State.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, they knew. I appreciate the call. That's great. We'll look for that. Thanks so much, Scott. We'll have to get a heads up on that deal. We knew when Coach Gum came up there from Southern Arkansas, the great job he did down there, that he would get things turned around at UC or get things moving in the right direction. But I didn't expect it to be quite so fast. And again, a lot of these, we talked about it last week a couple of different times, that these teams were looking for some respite from the bad weather in the north. So Wichita State, Iowa, Western Illinois. Hey, UALR had a great weekend. UALR knocked off Iowa. And I want to say they beat Wichita State the other night, too, but I don't know if they did. That was a Thursday night game. Then they won yesterday, I believe, against Western Illinois. So, hey, kudos to both UCA and UALR in baseball. But, again, we have to give a jock drop to Arkansas because that was not so good.
Yeah.
Cody's in Searcy. Cody, go ahead.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I got a question. Who in the world was that last night? Was that our fans or our student section that was hollering out that Archie sucks?
I think it was mostly the student section, I would guess.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I just wanted to give a drop step for those guys because that was uncalled for in my book. That's my opinion. But I thought that was very not cool. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing where I don't mind if they get on him a little bit. I agree. I mean, it's not the classiest thing. It's going to happen.
Right.
And it's a unique deal because he's a, you know, McDonald's All-America who ends up going to play for, you know, another school and –
an SEC rival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now, guys,
I hope it will.
I just wanted to go ahead and get my pick that Arkansas will beat Missouri.
Tell me why.
Because we are going to go up here and kick their butt.
Okay.
Cody, you're calling it first today.
Yes, sir. They're going to win by six.
Win by six.
I'll take
yes,
it. Look, I'll
if
take,
you're right, I'm taking you to Vegas.
I'll take a win by 1/6 of a point. So, whatever works.
That'll work. Y'all have a good one.
Later.
I'm told by somebody who was at the game, it was a student section, says the best one was, "You're so selfish." Archie took a lot of abuse this weekend. I did hear they were on him about, he can't coach you, I heard was one of the chants they gave.
Oh, yeah.
See, and again, you know what?
That's,
I give a jockstrap.
That's creative, though.
It is, and I like that.
They know.
I give Calipari a jockstrap for making that clear or saying that to the point where people can hear it because it was said a couple of times.
Yes.
And look, I know he's frustrated. Hey, sorry, just because you collect McDonald's All-Americas like like a lot of hunters around the state collect deer racks. You know, yes. Doesn't mean you're guaranteed 25 wins in an NCAA championship tournament run every year. So I'm sorry that things aren't going so easy for you, Coach Cal. I hate that you're having to struggle a little bit this year coming off that national championship. But still, it's part of the deal.
Why don't you cry about it?
I tweeted this weekend. I mean, he was freaking out a few times. And you could tell.
I saw you tweeted.
He wasn't freaking out on his play, on the refs. He wasn't freaking out, you know, about anything other than the frustration he felt with his players. You could tell. He was on his kids so hard. Like I said, it looked like his head was going to explode, and if it did, the first 9 rows are going to be covered in gel. I'm glad it didn't. But, I mean, look, hey, it just goes to show you, bro, you better keep yourself in check because you can be on top of the mountain one day and at the bottom.
Falling down to the bottom the next.
That's it, and he is clearly being humbled this season with his Kentucky team. Now, the good news is for him, when Kentucky gets humbled, they're still in the conversation for the NCAA tournament, so they got that going for him. Patrick.
Yes.
What's up? Go ahead. You're on.
Hey, dude.
Oh, hey, guys. I just want to talk about the Hogs getting into the NCAA tournament. I mean, when you look at it, I think, you know, we have two SEC teams that are a lock, and then how many teams do you guys actually think are going to get in from the SEC?
I think 4 probably max.
4? And where do you think we fall in there? I mean, I think that's, when you boil it down, I think that's the conversation. The Hogs get in, or the Hogs one of those two SEC teams that get in.
Well, they're on the outside looking in right now, but again, when you talk about, look, you make a good point. I mean, because what does everybody else do?
Yeah.
I mean, does Tennessee win its last couple games? Does
right.
Ole Miss win its
well,
last couple
to.
Games? Does Missouri win its last couple games? Does Kentucky win its last couple games? I mean, I'm assuming Alabama's out. Alabama did exactly what I expected and lost to Florida the other day. And then they play at Ole Miss this week. That's a huge game because somebody gets eliminated after that.
Well, Ole Miss is out. I think they're out after losing to Mississippi State on the road.
What if they win? What are they at win-wise? 21?
I think they're 20. 21.
See, I mean, I don't know about
yeah, no,
that.
No, They've got the totals.
The significance of the SEC tournament may be more so this year than in many, many other years because a team needs. There are a lot of teams that need a couple extra wins to pad that resume. But
yeah.
I think 4 teams will get in.
Well, I just think that's what it boils down to. We can look at the outside. I had friends cheering against Baylor and
21.
You know, happy that Baylor lost. But I think what it boils down to is which one of these. You know, we got to separate ourselves within a conference.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because they're not going to let more than 4 teams in, I wouldn't think. And Ole Miss is going to be looking at 22 when they beat Alabama this week. And then I don't know what their final game of the year is. But you're right, that Mississippi State game was devastating because they would have been a lock, I think. 23 wins with a win over Alabama
yeah.
this week. If they had beaten Mississippi State, you're in.
They've got at home against Alabama and then on the road to finish out against LSU, which isn't a bad team.
No, that's a losable game,
yeah.
but I mean, I got to think that they'll find a way to win that.
That's what we said about Mississippi State.
Well, that's true. But there are a lot of teams that, again, they're going to have to help themselves significantly in the SEC tournament.
It's going to be a tight race to the finish.
It'll be fun.
To see those 4 teams, see who's going to make it.
I'm excited.
It
I'll be there.
Do you guys think it'll boil down to a heads up? You know, do you think they'll look at the matchup 2-1 against 2?
I think they're going to look at a lot about RPI, and the problem with Arkansas is its RPI stinks. In fact, they showed it this weekend, too. Arkansas, if they were to get in the tournament somehow, they would have the worst RPI in at-large history since the team was expanded to 64.
By like 10 more than the next closest one, which was like 78, and theirs
was
88.
BYU, I think, or something, yeah.
Did you guys ever get the answer? There's 32 teams that go to the NIT.
Yes.
32, okay.
So, you know.
That does not bode well.
No.
Well, I mean, I think with the fan base and the support, I think the Hogs got a good chance of going to
yeah.
NIT.
Yeah.
Well,
the NIT is more selective.
It is, but they're trying to base it more on merit than they used to. It used to just be a hoe-off. I mean, where it's like, okay, well, can you make us money? You're in. So Arkansas would have been a lock, I would think. At this point, I don't know. But the thing is, you know what? 75 on the RPI looks okay for an NIT bid. Not so good for an NCAA tournament bid. So
I agree.
Patrick,
well, the main issue is that we got to win on the road.
You're right. Well, the main issue is we need the right teams to lose along the way, too. So great call. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks, guys.
The other thing is, yeah, if they lose in Missouri tomorrow, we don't have to talk about it
no,
anymore.
No, it's done.
Then
the hypotheticals are over unless you win the tournament. That's the only hypothetical you have left.
There's not much of a chance of that.
A lot of hope, a little promise.
I'm just going to turn my focus to crossing fingers for an NIT bid at that point.